This article is entitled, A Faithful Witness, Lutheran Depicts an ELCA Congregation in New Netflix Series. This is written by Jeff Favre, an assistant professor of Pierce College in Los Angeles. Cheryl Anderson isn't a religious leader or a missionary, but in less than a year, she has built a new ELCA congregation, supplying it with an attentive pastor and room for millions of congregants. Prince of Peace Lutheran Church doesn't exist in the physical world, but it is second home for the lead characters of Sweet Magnolias, a series that premiered May 19th on Netflix. Created by Anderson, a member of Mount Olive Lutheran Church in Santa Monica, California, and a longtime TV writer, the show is based on a series of novels by Cheryl Woods. It stars several high-profile actresses, including Joanna Garcia Swisher and others. Sweet Magnolias centers on the lifelong friendship of three women in the fictional town of Serenity, South Carolina. They support each other through the challenges of their businesses, their love lives, and child rearing. Like the rest of Anderson's work, this show is on a secular platform, but this time she was able to include much of what is important to her faith as a Lutheran. I'm not trying to speak the small catechism, but my worldview is very much shaped by my faith, she said. The things that are important to me are grace, redemption, and the power of coming together. Those work even if you don't address them in theological terms. Our ladies do go to church in the series, and they know that they can go to their pastor when they have pressing problems. Although the church in the novel is not Lutheran, Anderson intentionally depicted as an ELCA congregation in the series, down to displaying the brand mark on the building. She also made the pastor portrayed by Tracy Bonner a woman, imbuing the character June with the qualities she admires in ELCA pastors. I knew what she could offer them in terms of counsel and understanding, she explained. These women can go to her at a moment where they can't even find solace with each other, and she's able to be with them and still be with them and offer them words of grace and hope that help them get themselves back on the path. She doesn't dictate, she listens and suggests and guides. One character strengthened by her faith is Maddie Townsend, a mother of three with marital problems. Garcia Swisher said the offer for the role came at an ideal time. I've been so blessed to do so many projects that I really feel passionate about and I'm so proud of, but now I want to tell stories that resonate with me at this moment in my life. I was kind of going to only read for those parts, Garcia Swisher said, and it wasn't 2 weeks later that I got the call and they asked me to be a part of the show. I read the scripts and I instantly gravitated to the sense of community, the female friendships, and the ideal of resilience. Garcia Swisher believes the spirituality of the characters rings true, and she thinks viewers of any background will connect with them. It's really a special moment when you can have an opportunity to lean into that spiritual side of things and do it in a way that feels super organic and natural to the setting, she said. For these people, church, religion, and spirituality and their belief in their faith are very much a part of who they are at their core, and that's beautiful. One of Anderson's supporters is her real-life pastor, Eric Schaefer, who called Anderson an active member of Mount Olive and noted that her faith is easy to see in her work. She wants to show Christianity as loving and accepting of everyone, not hating and rejecting anyone. He says she comes to her television work informed by a deep faith in God and the desire to show the world that regular Christians are people just trying to do good in this world. Schaefer hopes Netflix will be a powerful platform for spreading a positive message. Whenever we can bring religion and faith into the public square like secular television, we show how our faith informs all our lives and gives a wide witness to the love of God for all people, he said. Cheryl's faithful witness to God's love through her programs is so very important. Her desire to put an ELCA congregation and pastor into her program It's just a wonderful gift, and it's a bonus for our church. For Anderson, Sweet Magnolias has been one of the best chances for her to merge her life in the church with her work. And I'm getting a little teary, she said, describing it. It's a gift to be able to do what I love best and what I feel I was gifted to do, and to have the opportunity to have these remarkable characters portrayed by amazing actresses who've all been on their own faith journey. Well, it's a blessing, and I'm thankful for every day. It's my script, but it is God's design.